A survivor of historic child sexual abuse says he wants to see the end of the Christian Brothers, the Catholic religious order that operated his former primary school. Five former students of the St. Alipius Boys' School in Ballarat are taking their fight to the Supreme Court in Victoria over allegations the order failed to prevent a sexual predator from having access to them as young children. Charlotte King reports.
The Roman Catholic section of the Ballarat Cemetery is a lonely place for the living. A stretch of identical white Celtic crosses marks the final resting place of the city's Christian Brothers, the order once entrusted with the education of Catholic boys across Ballarat. Elroy Allen, not his real name, was one of their students.
I remember the first day being a horrific day because there were storms. It was a very dark day. And these brothers were just striding around in these long black robes and they were shouting at kids. That's the way they kept everyone in line.
Throughout grade three, he was sexually assaulted by his teacher. His words have been recorded by an actor.
I told my folks about it. They came down to the school and the school principal said, "Look, you've got nothing to worry about. Fitzy's just a nature-loving kind of guy. That's the reason he's getting your son to pull his pants down and do breathing exercises."
Fitzy, as he was known, was brother Gerald Leo Fitzgerald, the last to be buried in the Christian Brothers Ballarat plot in 1987. 30 years on from the brothers' death, Elroy Allen is ready to take on the order that protected him. He and four of his fellow students have launched an action in the Victorian Supreme Court against the Christian Brothers. Vivian Waller is the lead lawyer on the case.
We have evidence of the fact that the Christian Brothers knew about his inappropriate conduct as early as 1950, but continued to deliver to him a class of grade three students every year.
That evidence rests on a 67-year-old letter unearthed in the Royal Commission. In it, the regional head of the order reprimands Brother Fitzgerald for continuing to have dealings with the boys in his room at the St Vincent's Orphanage in South Melbourne. But it ends without consequence, stating, "I trust that the retreat has brought home to you your irregular and irreligious conduct and that it won't be necessary to take further action." A 2013 letter obtained by the Royal Commission from the Catholic Church's insurance arm reveals complaints about Brother Fitzgerald's offending in fact reached the ultimate Christian Brothers hierarchy in Dublin.
It's kind of a perfect storm, I think, about the Catholic Church's desire to protect itself.
Vivian Waller says the case is a legacy of the National Inquiry's forensic approach to gathering information.
Information or documents that perhaps would never have come into the public arena are now available to allow solicitors to assess whether or not there are viable claims for compensation.
Elroy Allen pulls out a black exercise book scrawled with poetry and describes his expectation for justice.
"When I walk into court, it'll be with a boxing outfit on. The towel around my neck will be the lost shroud of Jesus. The spring in my step will be from years of trying to jump. My eyes will be sharp, my mind clear. I will take the bout to the 100th round. I'll be ready. I've had 40 years to prepare. I'm fighting fit."
A former student of the St. Alipius Boys' School in Ballarat, ending that report by Charlotte King.